Joining us now on the Maple Toyota Hotline here is our hockey analyst, Ray Ferraro. Is that a fair assessment of the McDavid highlight reels, that we take them for granted? Because last night was as beautiful of a goal as you're going to see, but I'm not sure it's in the top three for him this year.
It probably isn't. I'm like, I don't know. Like, if you're watching the game last night, it just seemed like, okay, he's going to score somewhere. Mm-hmm. Like, he was so good last night. Like, most of the time he's great. He was better than that last night. Like, it just seemed inevitable that Edmonton was going to score. Montreal couldn't get the puck. And every time they didn't have it, McDavid had it. And so he sets up Bear for that, you know, for Bear's goal. He sets up, what was the other one he set up? Puljujarvi.
Puljujarvi in the slot, yeah.
Yeah, and then he scores his, where, like, it's not like he split two stumble bums, right? Like, Edmonton's got amongst the best plus minus in the league. Petrie's a hell of a player. And he went through them like they're ski gates. Like, it's amazing, like, what he can do. And he's, I was, aside from McDavid, guys, I was really impressed with Edmonton last night. I was like, that was really good.
Yeah, I was just going to climb on the McDavid thing. Like, the scary part for me, his comments after the game was like, yeah, I'm not afraid to go at two defenders. I don't know if you heard that or saw that. Like, he was like, because people are asking him, like, you know, it's a low percentage chance. Like, it's a low percentage play, a one-on-two. And he was like, no, I'm not afraid to do that. Like, I actually want to challenge that. He goes, I know that, you know, sometimes I get myself going and maybe, you know, lose the puck. But, like, for him to say that, I was like, this guy's feeling it. He's really feeling
that takes
his game.
Some stones too, Noodles. I mean, there are a lot of guys who are not going to put themselves in a position to get hit,
right,
when you're going up against two guys. Like,
Hayes, you know what was embarrassing? And maybe, I don't know if you felt this, but I was always embarrassed when I got the puck, like, in the neutral zone and it was a one-on-one. I'm like, how the hell am I going to beat this guy?
Yeah. I don't have one move that could trick this guy. That was my thought process.
I'm going
wide, and if that doesn't work, there's nothing else, because I don't have a move that can trick this guy into anything.
I can almost feel like everyone's staring at me going, he's got no chance.
What do you got? Yeah, what do you got?
He's got no chance. So McDavid's like, yeah, one-on-two, I think I can beat the guy. One-on-one, I did. Like, man, that was like terrible. I didn't want that. That was no good.
No. Yeah. And in today's game, it's all about the stop-up, right? Like, slow it down, right, wait for your teammates. And he's just like, I'm not doing that. I'm going to bypass that whole thing, and I'm just going to go right through these guys. And it's Barry Sanders-esque. I mean, that's the only guy I can think of that kind of plays that way. He's like, I'll dance everywhere, and if I find a hole, I'm going right through it. And
you know what would
luck.
Be tough is if you're defending him in the D-zone and he's going up the wall. Like, you know he's going to turn back at some point. The problem is, whenever he decides that is, you can't stop and pivot as fast as he can. And so you can try and think, okay, he's going to go to the boards, and so maybe a shield there. Then he just goes right down the middle. Well, you can't have that happen. So now you stand in the middle, and he just pivots along the boards, and you can't close that off either. Like, he would right. He'd be a nightmare to play against.
Yeah, he most certainly would be. And an incredible guy to ride shotgun with, too. Like, Puljujarvi now has arrived in the NHL. He just sits in front of the net and taps in one-timers, and he's putting together a decent season. And you know, I looked at that game from a different lens, where you were looking at it glass half full with Edmonton. Man, they look good. I think the Habs look awful. Like, and now Carey Price is concussed, and he's out a minimum of a week. They have fallen behind the pack of the three big boys in the division. Like, it's Toronto, Winnipeg, Edmonton, and that doesn't mean it can't change or won't change come playoff time, but I have not been impressed with them for quite some time.
They never look like a threat to score. Like, I don't look at them and go, oh, they're going to score off this. Right? I mean, the only goal they score for, they don't generate any power play. Toronto's gone through threat.
Okay, throw him on hold there, Mulls. Yeah. I think this is the crazy thing. Ray, I'm pretty sure, has a landline set up now at the house, and he's been doing calls on the landline, and his landline is somehow deteriorating.
At 5 o'clock Eastern, it goes. That's the landline.
I don't know if it's definitely a landline.
That's a cell, and he's just walking around in his office talking. And
no one. I don't know one person on this earth that has a what?
Noodles does for calls, right?
I do my radio hits for landline.
Right.
I don't even know the phone number. They know it. And it's unplugged the whole time. I plugged my landline in one time, and a phone started ringing. I answered it. It was a guy screaming at me, saying, "Why are you calling my house?" I said, "You just called me." And he was swearing and yelling at me. Somebody, I think, has like gotten the number and is using it for like spam calls or something. I have
no
idea.
It's a dead line, probably.
Yeah, it's a dead line. I have no idea.
I'm going to say landline. You guys are saying mobile phone. You're
saying
cell
phone. That's a mobile phone walking around his office.
I think it's a landline. Ray, what phone are you on?
I'm sitting in the same place. I haven't moved at all on my cell.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Okay, so here's the thing. I get the landline because I know my cell coverage sucks.
Right.
Because it must. In this house, somewhere, I must have dead zones all over the place because the thing keeps dropping off. So I go get a landline. Three times that thing has died. I'm kryptonite, man.
That's what I was telling these guys. You've been on a landline and it fell off.
The landline has died because you haven't charged the phone. That's probably why.
Would it be that maybe because I've thrown it against things too? Would that happen?
Yeah, exactly. I think the manual says you shouldn't do that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's a part of it.
I know the landline is frustrating, but getting back, let's get back on track with the Montreal. Like not a threat. They drawing penalties, and you know,
like
the Leafs.
Their power play is so bad. They never generate any momentum. At least I'm relatively confident the Leafs power play somehow will figure it out.
Yeah,
I watch Montreal's and I'm like, how is it ever going to figure it out? They've got their quarterback on their power plays, Jonathan Drouin. He's got 3 goals in 60 games.
Unreal. Unreal,
like,
that cat.
How is that even possible? Shea Weber stands out there and, like, I don't know, or he's not involved in it or
I don't know what we're going to do here. I think we got to go to the landline.
We got to go
I think
to
we
got to
call on the lefty. We have to bring in the landline.
The landline, yeah.
I think it's like the only way to go, Mullen. Try it. I want him to go back on the landline, and I want it to fall off.
Throw the phone out.
Is he claiming right now he's on the landline?
No, he said he was on a cell, but he's sitting in the exact same spot, I guess. He does radio hits all over the country, and you know, he does his podcast from home. Maybe that's what we need. We need to start doing the FaceTime again. But I think
that'll cut out.
It's
a battle. But he's right, though. Like, I think Montreal is stagnant. You know, the Price injury is concerning because I think Allen's a really good goalie, but he's not Carey Price when Price is on his game. But Allen, you know, you can see Allen came in and made some great saves because Edmonton was all over them, and Edmonton is feeling it right now. But, like, McDavid took over that period. The third period was just McDavid. It was 97 and everyone else chasing that guy around. It was ridiculous, that game. But, you know, the Habs have to find a way to get... I don't know if they're going to infuse that kid, the Caulfield kid, in, and I don't know if the expectation
It sounds like cap issues, though, Noodles, right?
Well,
like,
they
can figure that out. Of course they can. You wave someone, you move someone around, you
put
it on
long-term. Rodney Dangerfield, my arm, and,
yes,
you know, away. They'll get him in.
Why wouldn't you play him now? I mean, who scores for them?
Him in. You can't.
You're right, but then I think it's unfair to him.
True.
The kid's just coming into the National Hockey League, and yes, he scores everywhere he's been. He won the Hobie Baker. He gets to the AHL, he scores 3 goals in 2 games. Like, the kid obviously has NHL talent and might be a difference maker. You've used, Hinostroza? Who were you using as a DeBrincat?
DeBrincat.
A comparable. Small guy who's got a bomb of a shot, looks like he's a winner, got the chip on his shoulder. I personally think they're dying for him to get in there, but you also have to be mindful of, like, putting him in and saying, okay, we're going to rely on a 20-year-old here to try and salvage, you know, some goals.
I don't think it's that situation, though, Jamie. It's just like, let's just see what the kid's got. He just went to Laval and scored 2 game-winning goals in 2 games, so it's like, okay, this is a fast track here, but let's just see what you got and see if you can just
be a
natural goal scorer at every level you've ever played at. We're not going to force it on you. We're going to give you some PP time, an opportunity to play with some good players, And maybe you're just good right now. Maybe there's a
That's
chance
fair.
He's good right now. And
he's
if you're not,
season.
If you're not, don't kid yourself. You're going right back to Laval, and you're going to grow your game down there. We're not going to force feed you. You tell us where you want to be.
I love
Ditka.
It. Ditka had that conversation how many times in camp in 85?
Sitting at the other side of his desk yelling at a player, telling us, you're going to tell me how much I want to play you.
That's you right. decide gonna... where you want to play.
Yep, Walter Payton, Mike Singletary, all the boys. Ron Rivera, Riverboat Ron. I'll bet you got that talk numerous times by Ditka. And it's similar in terms of a local talent, a guy like Robertson who – last year it came up, tried, they wanted him in, he made his way in. By game five, they said, you're out. It's not working, and this year you're going to be down in the minors, and you got to play yourself back into the lineup.
It
Nothing
just goes
should
to
be
show
guaranteed.
You, it just goes to show you, Hayes, how good the NHL, they don't call it the best league in the world for nothing. That guy destroyed the Ontario Hockey League. I think he scored 60-something goals or whatever he did at the OHL. Probably ripped up the... It's just, you see him, he's just not getting the opportunities. It's just a step, kind of half a step behind.
Yep.
The little moves aren't working. The shake and bakes aren't working. And he's realizing, now there's a kid they should be careful with, because if they want to force feed him, it's just going to lose his confidence. And I don't know what they envision him being, but they got to be careful with his confidence, because that's one thing he has to have.
Yeah, and I don't think he's an option come game one if health is permitted, right?
Absolutely.
If everyone's back,
you're
looking at a left side of Hyman, Foligno, Mikheyev, and then either Thornton or Galchenyuk ahead of him on the left side.
Right.
And, maybe Kerfoot, maybe Engvall, depending on what happens. There's some battles still ongoing, but I think Robertson is further down the lineup. But with what's going on right now, with Mikheyev out, with Hyman out, play him. That's fine. Play him. Give him some opportunity. It doesn't mean he's guaranteed anything come playoff time.
Well, and things could change. He missed a wide open net on the back door the other last game. That goes in. Confidence comes. Maybe you settle down a little bit. He seems to be a shoot first, and then I'll see what happens after type of player.
Right.
And, the league, you can be a shooter, but you also have to have something else in your game.
What he's got to understand, Jamie, is that little wrist shot of his from the top of the dots, that's not going in on NHL goaltenders now.
Well, not every time. Not every time. You're right.
But you got to shoot the puck, but he's just got to figure out where he can shoot it from.
Yeah, it's all
because there's only a certain amount of guys that can shoot from the dots out or from distance the top of the circles out. There, not a lot of guys score from there, man. If you have to have that wrist shot and score from there, you're talking about a handful of guys in the NHL.
Well,
so he's got to figure out where his shot goes in from. John Tavares is the same way. He doesn't score from distance.
No, never.
He's dots in. He's dots in, and then he rips it under the bar, and that's where he scores on goaltender. So that's where Nick Robertson, he's got to find his distance.
That's fair. That's
Ditka.
A good assessment,
Ditka.
Mike. Great assessment, Mike. That's the other thing, too. I don't know. Hayes, I saw you and Feschuk. I think you were talking about it with Ray, the wrist on Matthews. They got to be mindful of that, too. Him actually admitting, my wrist flared up the other day.
Right.
Again, I'm not a specialist. I know nothing about it, but it just...
It's been consistent. It's been somewhat consistent. Chronic. Yeah, it comes and goes, for sure.
Right. Yeah.
Are we on the landline here, or are we going back to the cell?
I'm on the landline. Guys, I couldn't be more embarrassed or... pissed off at this point right now.
It's a one-on-one and a defenseman right now.
Right now, I'm going on the one-on-one on the D. The whole building is laughing at me. And
your
Wi-Fi
is
something.
Chara. Your Wi-Fi is Chara.
Unless it's a one-on-one with Hayes.
My oldest son, Matt, just came in the house. He's like, what's going on? So I tell him, of course, I'm super frustrated. I don't know what he did. He went over to the landline. He punched a couple of things. Reconnected something, I don't know, but now it works.
Sounds perfect now. Now you're McDavid.
Oh, great.
Yeah, now you're McDavid on Hayes, basically. You're dancing now, man. Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that.
I apologize, guys. That's so embarrassing. Sorry.
No, it's all good. But, with the Leafs, we haven't got to them really yet. We're delving into where they're at on the left side in particular. But what do you make of Riddick going tonight instead of Campbell?
What's Campbell at? 872 for the last six games? And, Riddick's here to play some. There's no point in playing Campbell all the time, I guess. I don't know. Here's the thing. I think Riddick is good but erratic. And that, I mean, that's always been my feel for him when he was in Calgary. He had the 1 year where he was Big Save Dave, and then the next year he was not quite that. And so I'm not surprised. I don't think that he's playing, but I still think it probably speaks to a bigger thought. I mean, they didn't go get a third or pay a third round pick for a guy just to sit there and wear a ball hat.
No, I'm with you on that. I guess what I'm suggesting is, like, 10 days ago, this was Jack Campbell's team, town, province, country. And now he's in a slump, and it's like they're not on a back-to-back. They don't play tomorrow night. Well, and you're going with the guy who just rolled into town a week ago instead of trying to get Campbell out of the slump.
Don't you think, though, Hayes, don't you think, like, guys, too, like, we all get all fired up one way or another. A guy's fantastic or he stinks, and it's going to be this way forever. And so while Campbell was winning games, he was starting to get a little leaky. There was a few that, you know, were going through him, and, you know, I would say that he wasn't happening early on. Yet it didn't matter. It was Campbell's net, as you said. It was Campbell's team. And there seemed to be no realization for the fact that he was stopping the puck 96% of the time. That doesn't happen. Right. And for all, you know, we all get into these arguments with analytics versus no analytics. The analytics told us that he was going to use their term, he was going to regress. Like, right. It was going to happen. And now that it has, there's this massive panic. Like, what did they think? What did everybody think that Jack Campbell had turned into Marty Brodeur? He's still the same guy who's battled hard to resurrect his career. But to think he's going to stop the puck at that pace, not going to happen.
I agree 100%. The only thing I would say that, and Hayes, this is what you were kind of touching on, and I don't disagree. It's not a back-to-back situation. They play in Winnipeg Thursday, Saturday, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And those are, you know, I know they're 4 points up. They could potentially be 6 points up after tonight's game if they win. But, like, they're still...
Big
games on the road. So my thought process is you space it out and you give Jack a couple more days to be ready for Thursday, or do you go right back with him and get him feeling good about his game tonight and roll it into the weekend? So there's two different mindsets here. I'm not in the coach's room. I'm not in Steve Briere, the goaltender coach's head. It sends a bit of a, you know, I think we start questioning it going, okay, Jack didn't play great the other night, and now they're going with Riddick. What if Riddick wins tonight and looks pretty solid? There's a good chance they will win on a, you know, a tired Vancouver team. They should be pissed off from the other night. Who do you go with Thursday?
Well, that's it, and that'll be the debate or the storyline leading up to Thursday. Who goes in?
I can't imagine Vancouver's got anything in the tank today. I'll be stunned if they can pull off what they did the other night again. They have to be just gassed.
Oh, man, they were. You could tell that game, Ray. The Leafs had an opportunity in the first 10 minutes of that game. They were kind of all over them. And Vancouver was so tired in the first 10 minutes, they couldn't even defend. They couldn't hold their sticks up. And I'm like, okay, boys, you're going to have some opportunities to absolutely tee up some one-timers right in the slot because they couldn't hold their sticks up. Wow. And it just kept going, and their goaltender did his job and held them in the game, and it let them get their legs underneath themselves, and they ultimately took advantage of it and won in overtime. But they could have been up 5-0 in the first. I was watching them in the corners. I'm like, oh, my God, that guy can't even stand up right now.
Wow.
Well, and that's
Noodles,
expected.
You know what,
Noodles,
Ray?
You speak to this, but Holtby, in the first 5 minutes or so, he looked like he was going to fall over.
Yeah.
Like, he was exhausted, and it was like he got his second wind, but, like, they were busting around there. And I'm like, he can't even get up.
I felt so bad for him, but it was almost like, I think he was so relaxed in the net, and he ended up getting stronger and stronger as the game went on. We didn't focus on it very much because of the Edler hit on Hyman during that same shift. But, Ray, you and I were joking about, like, Tyler Myers in front of the net. I don't know. If you go back and watch the video, he was out there 3 minutes, and he was doubled over. He may as well have been sitting in a chair. Because he could not move. And I was dying, but then, you know, obviously my focus shift to the hit, because you're concerned about Hyman and all of that. But I was like, this Tyler Myers can't get off the ice. Like, he may just sit down or lay on the ice and hope that either goes in the net or something happens, because I thought he was done. The shift was almost 3 minutes long.
Well, and Edler blew out Hyman's knee, like, at the end of that shift.
Right.
Yeah.
Edler was on that, too.
Right, yeah.
That's where Feather got himself. Glenn Featherstone got himself into trouble. He was dying, and Sean Burke was so mad at us because we were so garbage. And he called out Feather because the play was buzzing in the corners, and Feather was in front of the net, stick on the kneecaps and breathing heavily over, like bent over, not even engaged in the play. And he was in so much trouble if the puck went over to his corner, because he couldn't even move. And
what you just described, the puck went from the left point into the right corner, and Myers, because he's so big you can't miss him, he's dead in front of the goalie, and he bends over and puts a stick on his knees, and everybody went right past him. It was like he was a guy standing on the street. He wasn't moving anywhere. And then, of course, they get burned because it's the long change. And the Hyman injury, whoever the forward was for Vancouver, he's just trying to get to the red line to get the hell off the ice. But Hyman backtracked and, of course, caught him because the guy's dead tired. They still couldn't change. Like, I don't even know how Myers played 30. He played 31 minutes.
31 minutes, yeah. And a perfect example of how two rule changes have drastically changed the game. 2 minutes for over the glass, because in 1987, the first guy grabs that, puts it in the grays, off the roof, and then goes for a change.
That's
and
so true.
You can't change after an icing, because 15 years ago, they just ice it immediately and say, see you later. You know, right. Line change. And it's drastically changed the sport, and I think for the better. I think it's a perfect example of that, because it should benefit the opposition that you can't get the job done. You can't get to the red line or get it out or get off.
So true.
And that's what we saw a couple of nights ago.
I think we're going to – I mean, I honestly, you know, not – there's zero disrespect here at all. I think we're going to see it again tonight, like something like that. Mm-hmm. Like, these guys are – they couldn't even practice yesterday. Like, if they went out, it was just to try and flush their legs out to try and get – I don't know, somewhat ready to play tonight. And they don't have, you know, it's not like they can bring in six new guys.
No.
The one thing that would have been interesting was if they would have given them some kind of cap exemption here for the next week. So you could bring in four or five guys just to spread out, you know, how worn down these guys are.
Has anybody been added? I know we got to go, but has anybody been added for Vancouver? Like, did Vertanen, like, is he playing? Is Demko available? Other guys
being
added.
And Edler's now out,
them.
Right? Edler's suspended, right. So he's out too. So someone's going to have to step in there. But I haven't seen any news on it. No, I'm sure we'll find out before the game tonight.
This is the game, Toronto. They should win. If they go play, they're going to win. Yeah, actually, the lines here, I just looked it up. Vertanen's in. Matthew Highmore, who they got in that trade for Gaudette, he's going to play. And Uwelevy's in for Edler.
Okay. Yeah. So some new blood in there, but again,
new blood in there a little bit for
this
sure.
This should be an opportunity tonight for 2 points for sure. We'll see how it plays out. We'll break it down tomorrow at 5.
We'll try to. Who the hell knows what my phone's going to do tomorrow?
Yes. Yeah. Email us tomorrow. Let us know how it's all going.
And I'll send you a fax.
Yes. Please do.
Okay.
All right, buddy.
Later,
there's Ray Ferraro, our TSN hockey analyst, joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. Red Tag Days and the Maple Toyota Corolla-thon are back with rates from 0%. Shop in person by appointment or online at MapleToyota.com.